Welcome to Satisfied, a podcast hosted by me, Ashley Pardo. I'm a nutritional therapy practitioner, business coach, and former private chef. Satisfied is all about finding fulfillment, confidence, and peace in your body, business, mental health, relationships, and life. If you're an introspective, deep, and sensitive woman, Satisfied is for you. I'm so grateful you're here. Now let's get into the show. Hello, my friends, and thank you so much for tuning in today. As always, I just had some stuff on my mind today, and I wanted to share them with you because I think that it's just sort of interesting how we share our personal lives on social media. If you have a business, if you have a service-based business, a coaching business, and sort of just what I've learned after sharing my life, specifically when it comes to romantic relationships and relationships in general. After I shared my February recap this week, which, I mean, it's only been 2 months, but I have loved doing the two recaps so far. It's just like, I don't think of them as the month is happening. It's very like natural for me to just like take pictures and be like, ooh, what did I, here's what I cooked and here's where I walked and here's where I went and, you know, just, and what I'm reading and all of that stuff. I think I love scrapbooking. I used to love scrapbooking, like literally would spend weekends at a scrapbook store. If you're from Miami, like I used to do it in the store by the falls. But I just have loved doing them. And this week I shared a picture of my boyfriend and I. And I want to just sort of discuss my thought process around that. And if you have a coaching business, if you sort of live your life online, and I just found it very interesting, like not sharing it and like feeling like I wanted to sort of just keep it close to my heart for a while and feeling like, you know, should I share? It's sort of like, do you share something like that? You know, and I have thoughts around it that I will share in a second. Before we get into that though, I have to remind you that Sweet Heat closes this Friday, March 8th for enrollment. So it is open now. How many combinations can I do? Sweet Heat is my 8-week progressive overload strength training program. I'm sure you've seen it if you've been on Instagram or getting emails from me. I am so excited for this program and for you to do it. This program is ready to go for you. So the moment that you purchase it, you have access to it 4 days a week. 2 upper workouts, 2 lower workouts, dumbbell only, can be done from home. I want you to bring the heat and the intensity so that you can get results. So anyway, I shared a picture of my boyfriend and I in my February recap this month. And it's very natural, I think, when you live your life publicly in the way that I do and share my personal life as a way to, you know, obviously, like it's a way to foster connection. It's a way to, if you have a personal brand, it is sort of part of it, right? Like you share your life, you share, I don't even think of it as like, oh, it's like a tactic. It's just like, no, this is just like the natural things that I'm going through right now. And this is just like what I'm doing, right? Like if you are a creator and you know this, like obviously if you're listening to this podcast, you know, like if you consume content or you create content, so much of your content comes from your life and your inspiration and what you're going through. Even like food content that I share, like that comes from real-time conversations I'm having with clients and struggles that they're going through that reminds me of struggles that I went through. And, you know, so it's sort of like a real time content is like a real time documentation of what is happening and also the lessons that you're learning. And I think when you have a business in the way that I do, like you gain that from your life. And I have just been so intrigued about relationships and specifically romantic relationships. And I've talked about this a little bit, and I am going to start this month in March sharing it. Last 2 months have been crazy with like the GlowFit launch and then launching Sweet Heat. And I have other stuff coming, but I am going to start sharing some relationship content on TikTok, a little bit on Instagram, and just sort of talking about dating and what I learned, even though I did not date that much. But I feel like the way that I showed up through the dating process was a result of quote unquote preparation that I did beforehand, which like was not showing up with any urgency or attachment. It was more so like, I'm showing up here with confidence and full trust. And like, that's it. And I do think that like the conviction that I had for the type of relationship that I wanted and the partner that I wanted, like I got it in a sense. Like, and it was just so interesting to me how that happened. And because I have gone through so much in the last 4 years, I have learned so much about myself and also like how to navigate relationships in a sense. I mean, I'm like not perfect by any means. I'm not saying like, oh, it's all complete. Like you never know what's going to happen. You never know how you're going to change or evolve, which is like what sort of created my divorce. And because I was happy in my marriage for a really long time, I was very content. Like nothing was necessarily wrong. I just sort of like outgrew that container. And when I was in that relationship, like it wasn't a big part of my business. Like my ex-husband did not really want to be shown on stories. Like he was a little more reserved, and which was fine. But people knew that like he was there, and obviously I shared about my wedding and stuff like that. And then I went through a relationship with another creator where we did share our relationship pretty publicly. And I just think it's really interesting now because like I have no desire now that I'm with my boyfriend. I have no, and who is not a creator at all. Definitely. I mean, he is a very creative person, but does not share, like does not have any sort of like business on social media or anything like that. I just have no desire to bring my phone out in intimate moments. Right. And that's what was just so interesting to me, where like before when I was with another creator, it was like the phone was a part of the relationship, where like we're on the phones and taking pictures of stuff, and like it was just normal to take pictures of everything, to do stories. And I don't know if that was good. Like I don't know if that was like, I mean, obviously like it didn't turn out well, obviously, but like I just don't know how, I don't know, because after going through that, like I just don't know how much I trust relationships anymore that are full blown on blast on social media. Because I'm like, and obviously everybody's different. And like, there are so many examples of like healthy, let's say, relationships on social media where you like profess your love and stuff like that. But I'm just like, I don't know. I just have no desire now to like take my phone out in those intimate moments, especially because, like I said, my partner now has nothing to do with social media really. And it's like the phone is not a part of the relationship. Whereas in my last one, it was like four people in the relationship, right? It was like two phones and two people and two animals. And it sort of, I thinking back to that, it was a way for me, I think, to like gain, I don't want to say gain validation, but it was like, oh, let me like, I felt like showing off the relationship in a sense, right? Like I felt like that sort of added to the quality of the relationship by like, and I think it all just sort of fed into itself. Like it was a cycle. And I feel like it sort of like added to what I believed something was positive in the relationship. I don't think that sentence made sense. And it was not necessarily indicative of what was really going on, which like everything that was shared was authentic, you know, but like, obviously you don't see when like people are fighting, or you don't see that like you know, things are happening behind the scenes or whatever. And I think also with the fact that it was like a, you know, the uncoupling of the relationship was also public. Like that was very, that was a lot. Like it was a lot to go through, and like a lot more stuff happened behind the scenes that I never shared. And again, as I think about this, I am thinking about it. Like I hadn't really thought of it until I got into this relationship, like about 5 months ago. It's when we started dating. And I just, as we would go on our dates and stuff, I'm like, I'm not even like literally, where is my phone? Like, and spending whole weekends together and being like, I'm not even thinking about where my phone is. Like literally whole weekends where I would just take like one picture because I just like want to be present and want to just soak things up. And like, again, it was just so like, I did feel like in my last relationship, like I got some sort of like dopamine from sharing, you know, and I don't feel that at all now. And I feel like obviously as you move into like new relationships, obviously you take the lessons from the old one and old ones and things that you've been through and then have more positive experiences going forward and hopefully more aligned experiences moving forward. But it was just, you know, so it was just really interesting to me as I observed it, where I would like, again, whole weekends would go by and I'd be like, oh, wow, I didn't even like, I'm like texting my friends and stuff. But like in going on Instagram was like not a desire for me it to share it, to be like, ooh, look what I'm doing. Or like, ooh, let me like post this picture so everybody can see it. Obviously, I hadn't shared it yet, but like I'm sure I will share a little bit more stuff because again, it is my life. And I think there's a big interesting story behind it. And like just a lot of like universe stuff that is very connected. So in that sense, I think that it's really positive, but I just find it, again, interesting how I sort of felt like, oh my gosh, I have an audience. Like, I feel like I'm not like telling them something because like I have been, you know, having, you know, like I just have somebody new in my life. And, it's just crazy how your brain works in that way. And I do feel like you all are my community, my people. You know my life and what has happened. And I do want to share things with you from a place of joy and positivity and also like lessons. And especially when it comes to like dating, and which again, I did not date much. I talked about me dating on the dating episode I did, which I was already with my boyfriend, I think, when I recorded that. I think we might have been in the early stages, but I went on like a handful of dates, and I did meet my boyfriend on a dating app, and I did sort of date two people before that I did not meet on dating apps. But I feel like the time that I took off from dating and people in general, and also the healing that I did over last summer, which was like very like intensive, and I spent time alone, and I just got really, really, really clear on what I wanted and was not willing to settle an inch. I like had an exact vision in my mind of what I wanted and what I deserved and the qualities that I wanted. And I wasn't going to stop until I got that. And I also wasn't in a rush. Like I had no sense of urgency. I also didn't feel any doubt. Like I had 100% certainty that I would eventually meet the person that felt like my dream person. And I remember telling my friend Jamie, who was somebody who like, you know, heard all of my, you know, Jamie Varon, she's been on the podcast and you might know her from Instagram, but like, I remember telling her, and obviously like I shared with all my friends, like my close friends, like what my dating adventures, and again, we're not that much, but sort of like what was happening and how I just like the meetings that I had with people, like were serendipitous in a way. And immediately when I felt like they weren't aligned for me, or they displayed something that like wasn't what I wanted, or like was just indicative of like a mismatch or an incompatibility, I was just really quick to cut things off. And I just had no room for doubt or confusion in that, you know, just I just had no room for it. And I remember telling Jamie, like, whoever like this person is, like, they're just gonna need to be, there's gonna need to be so many things that I need that align with what I want. And I trust that I'm not compromising. Miss Face sneezing in the background. I'm not compromising. I am not self-abandoning anymore at all. I am fully living into and trusting that what I want is out there. And even as I started to date my boyfriend, who I tell him that like he was like the example of how I think men should act during dating, on a dating app, in the early stages of dating, even now as a partner, sort of the example for me where I was like very impressed by how he showed up and how he, you know, made it known that he was interested in me. And we also went through, you know, a time, or not, I wouldn't say a time period, but like just a little back and forth at the beginning where I really was very clear about what I wanted and what I needed. And I think, you know, in the beginning, I was just very, very honest about that. And things ended up obviously working out. And I think in those situations, like you can either like be scared to say what it is that you need. And this isn't about controlling people's behavior. It's more so like, hey, this is like, these are like my expectations and like sort of what I want. And if you align with that, cool. And if you don't, cool, you know, at least I know, you know? So like, I think there was some, that was like a little leap of faith that I took and that I believe we should all take if we feel something, to be honest and to be full authenticity in the beginning. Like I'm a very intense person. I really like talking a lot. I really like communicating a lot too. And that is what I need. And I was like, and I'm vulnerable and I need that empathy and that vulnerability back. And those opportunities in the beginning are things that like are good either way. Like, you know, if the person responds well, then they're for you. And if, and you know that if a person doesn't respond well, you also know something too. Like that is really, really valuable information for yourself. And I suggest finding that out as soon as possible, because it can either be like, oh wow, this is awesome, and now we're even more connected, or you can then make room for someone else, you know? So I just think it was very interesting how like the early stages of that and sort of how we navigated things and how we became exclusive and all of that. And I also think another thing I've learned is that like, and I can give specifics around like dating apps and stuff like that, where like I think the guy should ask you if you're in a heterosexual dynamic, which I was dating men, you know, or I am dating a man now, you know, I think that he should ask you out pretty quickly if you're on a dating app. Like that was something that stood out to me, like ask out really quickly, within like the first, definitely within the first 24 hours, probably within the first, like definitely within the first like 8 to 10 chats, like chat backs, you kind of know, right? And like he picked the place, he made the reservation fast, he confirmed with me the day of, like texted me when, you know, we got home that night, told me he wanted to see me again on the date, and then later when he got home. And it just sort of progressed and continued in that way where I was like, wow, I was like very impressed. And there was I had like no doubt or anxiety at all. And I think that, again, showing up in that way is like, you will know either way. Like if you're asking questions, this is now turning into like a dating show. If you're asking questions, then it's probably not a match, right? You will know either way if a person is interested in you. And because of that, I will probably share like just some little tidbits here and there around like perhaps the story and what I learned and how it relates to like the food journey and stuff like that. And I don't know if I will ever share something to the degree that I did before, because I just, again, while it was happening, I didn't feel like it was inauthentic, and it wasn't inauthentic, but I just sort of questioned the intention behind it. And sort of if I don't want to say used it or something like that, but like, I'm like, why am I doing this? You know? And like, now I don't feel like I have to be there with my phone 24/7, but like something pops up, might share it, but I don't, for me personally, think that it will be like a central, you know, thing anymore. And I don't even think it was before, but just some ramblings around this and something I've been thinking about a lot. But let me know if you have any questions about dating or relationships, because like I said, I do want to share some content about it. But anyway, I appreciate you. I am always open to your questions. And as always, I'm grateful for you. I'm sending you a ton of love, and I will talk to you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to Satisfied. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram, where I post content every single day at Ashley K. Pardo. If you enjoyed the show, I'd super appreciate it if you left a rating and a review on iTunes and or Spotify. If you have a question that you want to be answered on the show, or you just want to say hi, send me a DM on Instagram. I love hearing from and connecting with you, because you're the whole reason that I do the show. I hope that you find satisfaction wherever you are right now.